Mark Sanders and his dog, Brew, are searching the Muskeg Meadow off Fish Creek Road leading to Eagle Crest Ski Area. They're looking for a mother, father, and two daughters who volunteered to hide.
Sometimes it's like, you get a little creative. I've got a family of four. They were out berry picking, and this is where they were last seen. And, you know, there you go. Here's your search area, looking for four people.
Brew's search command is find him.
Brew.
And Sanders says the dog knows when they're on a mission.
Find him.
Brew runs ahead of Sanders, intent on the search.
He's ranging pretty good. You know, the ranging is like, you know, when the dog is working far away from you, you know, and they're not right next to you, kind of looking for direction. Where he's kind of like independently out there searching around. And so then when he runs into a hot scent, then he's going to follow that into the source.
The four-year-old golden retriever was two when Sanders decided to train him for search and rescue. Most of the other sea dogs were puppies when they started getting trained.
When he finds the origin of the scent, then he'll come back and give a barking alert. Brew.
Sanders and Brew are the newest team to join Sea Dogs, but they've already had a real-life find. In September, Brew located Kevin Mashad, a ptarmigan hunter who'd been missing overnight on Mount Roberts. Sea Dogs and their handlers get called on searches multiple times a year. Stacy Polson and her golden retriever Sage have found four people and been involved in numerous other searches where there have been finds.
Except for Sharon on Mount Roberts, we never found her, so.
Juneau resident Sharon Bice went missing in May. Her car was found parked at the Mount Roberts trailhead. Local search groups, Alaska State Troopers, and the U.S. Coast Guard scoured the area for days. Friends and volunteers continued looking for weeks after the official effort was called off. Polson and Sage were part of several searches. Polson says the dogs did show interest based on the scent of a glove from Bice's car.
They indicated areas that Sharon had clearly gone by and could have stopped and had lunch or changed her shirt or, you know, something, tighter shoe. So a strong pull of scent the dogs will indicate on.
But that's not enough, says Polson. Bice was never found.
She walked that trail, and we all know that. Where she went from that trail, we don't know.
In those situations, the dogs can get discouraged. So the handlers will hide someone in the woods the dogs can find.
We always want the problem to turn out right for them. It helps advance their training. If they keep going on a search and nothing happens, then they never get rewarded, and so they have no reason to want to continue to search.
Even when it's a suicide, the dog needs a happy ending. That's the kind of find Sage had last spring in Haines. Polson says the dogs feel tragedy as much as humans do.
When she found her suicide victim, her tail was tucked in. She didn't do the bark alert that she's trained to do, but she let me know that he was there very quietly. And so a reward in that instance is very important because she's sad and she's confused and she doesn't like the smell, but she's still working and she did the job, and so she deserved the reward.
Sage got a rope pull toy. Polson says that type of situation can be difficult emotionally, but she focuses on the fact that it was a find.
It was successful, and you know that it provided closure for the family, and that's the important thing.
Back in the Muskeg,
show me.
Brew leads Sanders to the missing family.
Come here, Ruth.
And gets a ball for his efforts. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
And you got a ball. Oh, and you got a ball.